We're live. Early.
Live early.
Welcome to this very special edition of Will Jim buy the Z8 when it comes out in 11 minutes?
Yeah, well, I just saw some photos.
What sort of photos? What? You're a photographer. That's weird.
No, some photos of the camera.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, on Nikon Rumors Instagram. Shout out to them.
Oh, yeah.
For the solid leaks all this time. And yeah, it looks good.
More leaks. Well, I've put a photo of it in our thumbnail for this episode. It was a leaked photo.
Oh, yeah, But these are like, it's like front, back, side, side, everything.
Oh, yeah. Did it
good
look
vlogging camera or
oversized and outdated?
It looked exactly like it needs to.
Oh, okay. Like a mirrorless D850, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I tell you, I've already been getting trouble on the interwebs because I've been lurking around on the live streams and making some comments and things. So there's people on the live chat waiting for the live stream, which there's currently on the live stream announcement page. There's 1,100 people waiting for this announcement, right?
And, yeah. Oh, is this on? Where is this on? Because I don't
this
have this.
This is on. So, okay. So there's two ways if you're joining us and you'd like to watch the actual live stream in about, in about 10 minutes, you will have to. There's two things you can do. You'll have to either go to Nikon Australia's homepage where you'll see this, and you see this countdown 10 minutes and 20 seconds for the online launch event of a yet unknown camera, which is definitely not going to be the Z8, but it probably will be because it needs to be. Or you can go to the Nikon USA YouTube channel and you'll see this launch event live stream that's waiting there. Now, we won't be able to put the live stream in our live stream. So the only way you can watch both is if you have a computer and a phone, or a computer and you can put two windows up or something like that, or you could just watch us and we'll tell you what's happening. Trust, it'll be more interesting than whatever.
Yeah. Mute what's on there and we'll talk you through it.
We'll talk you through it. It'll be fine.
But that is definitely an 8, isn't it? In that bottom corner where the mouse
is.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. I'll see if I can. Hang on. Let me see if I can zoom in. I zoomed in earlier. I should have just sent that to the thing. Maybe I can hold it up in front of my camera. Grant did a little snooping and found
definitely
an 8.
Definitely looks like.
Yeah, it's an 8. That's what everyone's been kicking off about.
In the very bottom
we can see
of
that.
The graphic, Grant found this. Look at that. That's an 8. So they're going to release 8 new cameras tonight. Or an 8mm lens.
Sorry, Justin. I just realized what's under your name. You're a comedian.
What? What's funny? It's true.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if you count the film cameras I've got, I still shoot Nikon, but yeah.
When did you pick them up last?
Oh, not for a while. I was actually looking at them today. I was going to put Z8 on one of the bodies and pretend I'd gotten a pre-production sample. there's no screen on the new Z8.
I wonder what the play button means, though, in the U.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what made me think maybe they're going to release some sort of weird vlogging camera or something. But no, we don't know what the play button in the graphic means yet. But look, I've already gotten in trouble on the chats because there were people in the live chat for the launch event saying that they want it to be a 100 megapixel body. And I was like, look, is it time for
that? That's my alarm to get onto the live.
Yeah, well, we went early. They were saying that they need it to be 100 megapixel because they're constantly being constrained by the 45 megapixels that they've got on the Z7, and they need 100 megapixel in the new camera. And I was like, dude, if you need 100 megapixels, go to the Fuji GFX medium format system. They've got a 100 megapixel camera. It's there. It's ready to go. They've got lenses designed to resolve that much resolution. They got a sensor that can handle it. It's good to go. And they were like, that's not what I asked for. I'm not dumb. I know I can go and buy the GFX system anytime I want, but I need a Nikon that's faster and blah, blah, blah. And it has to have 100 megapixels. So I was like, hey, Whoa.
Yeah, this is why you're not allowed on the internet.
This is why I'm not allowed on the internet. But also, if you need 100 megapixels, like, don't wait for Nikon. Like, how long is that going to take for Nikon to catch up and do a 100 megapixel full frame body when Sony's currently at 60 and are leading the charge? Yeah. Like, and also, no one needs it. I don't know what beautiful artwork you're making, but if you did need 100 megapixels, you would already own that camera.
Or but not in the sense of that size.
No. And when,
like, look, it's not going to facilitate it.
They might get there. They'll get there eventually, but waiting for it when you say you desperately need it and hoping that they're going to bring it out when it's probably at least 5 years away, maybe more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what makes people do that sort of stuff. Strange. Mm. What, Jim... You
still
shoot.
7 minutes away. We're still a long time till this launch.
No. Yeah, we got so much time. You got time to talk about what you want. So you shoot all Nikon. Yeah. D850s, they're your main camera bodies.
They are.
What do you want to see in this new camera to make you finally start shooting mirrorless?
Look at that grin.
I think just better focus. Like, the DF50 is great, beautiful camera. I think it does everything really well, which is why I haven't changed over. Mm-hmm. But if it was, you know, using your Canon R5 for that mountain bike stuff we did, the focus is definitely a lot better at tracking and that sort of thing. So I think some steps forward there. And obviously the lenses as well, some sort of native Z mounts that can take better. Obviously having full frame to be able to focus, not just a sort of small cropped area.
Yeah, but all of that stuff, I mean, you could arguably already get that in the Z6 Mark II.
Yeah, but the focus isn't there.
It's pretty good.
I don't think it's that good.
It's better than your DF50. You haven't used one. Yeah, it's got eye tracking and stuff.
I just didn't think that your Z6 was that great.
That was the Mark
I. I was never happy with that. But
yeah. They've come a long way since then. I would argue that those things you're asking for, you could probably already get. If you're like that guy that wants 100 megapixels and you're like waiting for it, but it's already there. Just go and buy the one that's there. So, okay, the Z9 definitely already has that stuff. Why didn't you buy the Z9?
I probably don't need a flagship body at this stage.
Yeah, like, you don't want the
something
size
that big. Or, yeah, I think something similar size to the DF50. Basically, just a mirrorless DF50 for me would be awesome. I'm pretty happy with it. Like, I'm not really looking to change, but if it is what it's supposed to be, then it's probably the camera for me.
So what? How much does it need to be, and what does it need to have for you to put a pre-order down tomorrow?
Tonight. Well, the problem is I need two. I'm not going to switch with one. If I go, I'm going all the way.
Uh-huh.
Adapter then?
I'd probably start with adapters just to shoot some of my, like, the lenses that I use already that I love, and then slowly transition over as I find the lenses that I want in the native Z mount.
Okay.
So price wise, it's probably not going to be, but like $5,000 Australian dollars.
So if it was under $5,000, you'd be like, all right, boom, we're on.
Yeah.
If it's like six and a half, you'll be like, damn it.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for sure.
I am waiting. I wondered whether that might be what's gonna happen. Zoltan.
Wait, which way is it? This way or this way?
Oh, it's whichever way you want it to be. So you're not sure. You're not sure. You're excited, but you're not sure. So you've seen a similar thing to what this launch will probably be in the past when the D3 came out, and then what camera come out with? But they come out together, didn't they?
D3 was before. No, it was a little bit. But I came in just after D3 launch.
But when did the D700 come out?
I think it was just after.
It was after, maybe.
I'm pretty sure. But it might have been the same time. I'm not.
They were very similar cameras, though, weren't they?
They were same sensor, similar.
Sensor. So, yeah. I think we would all be pretty confident in saying we think we're going to see the same sensor from the Z9 and the Z8.
Yeah, I think so.
And it'll maybe have. Hey, Lars, what's up?
Hey, Lars. Hey, mate. Welcome.
Lars, will you be buying a Z8?
Yeah. And yeah, Lars, so, is a Nikon shooter.
How much?
What's it got to get?
How much would you pay for a Z8 that has the Z9 sensor in it?
And what does it need, Lars? What does it need for you with your real estate photography and video?
Let's have a little. I'm going to see if I can share. I want to see what's going on in the chat.
We're getting close. Over.
Yeah, I'm going to see what's going on over here in the chat at the live event. I'll see if I can like zoom in on it. See how crazy everyone is. Apparently, I can't. Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, look at it all go. Crazy. Hi from Brazil. Look at it. It's.
This is a historic moment.
People are just ready to pre-order Z8s.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me. 1 minute left.
Lars, 4,500, Lars is saying.
Oh, yeah, that's, whoops, sorry. Unlikely. What I can say is, yes, it will have 8K. I'm going to put that on the line. Because basically, they're looking to compete with the R5 Mark, probably the R5 Mark II when it comes out in the next 2 years or something, because the Z8 will cross over with it at some point. And then the A7 V that's currently out. They're like, they need to be in the mix there for sure. So I think it'll have 8K, not that anyone needs it or uses it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anyone that uses it.
Nah, but it'd be nice to have it.
Ah, sure.
Well, if it's 4.5, I'll probably, yeah, that'd be pretty certain of buying one or two.
Yeah.
Straight away.
I'm going to say.
Well, it depends when it's going to launch, like when we're actually going to take delivery.
I'm going to say it's $6,499 Australian dollars.
Yeah.
It's going to be north of five, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually think even if it was 5.5, that would be a pretty good deal. I mean, the Canon R5 is currently five, and that's come down a lot since it was launched.
Two, one.
Is it? Oh, what happened? Anything?
You got to click video unavailable. Now.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, Nikon.com, are you ready? We are not.
Should I share this? Should I share it? Just so everyone can see video. That. I knew problem. that was not going to...
Oh, it is. Anyway. Mirrorless C8. Look at the tag at the top.
Oh, yeah. Mirrorless C8. I'm sharing it. Nikon might have fluffed up.
Oh, no, here we go. There's some details. You can scroll down, guys, if you're on the Nikon website.
Oh.
Z8 Compact Powerhouse.
I'll present it. We'll do our own presentation since theirs hasn't started yet. I'm bringing it up.
Are you on
video? Video unavailable.
There's a video on now.
The launch is on.
Yeah.
Ready for action.
Ooh,
no matter how fast it comes. Agility in your hands. Oh, it's got a different flippy screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of people have been whinging about shooting vertical and not been having to have the screen come out like that.
I see.
So it must be two-way tilt. Is that what they call it?
That's what it seems like. An array of accessories. All right. Yeah.
Up to 90 minutes in
four-axis vertical horizontal tilting.
That's good. That screen looks
sick. All right. What are we seeing here? Yeah, so
you can.
It looks like a nice control layout, even though we're looking at it vertically, which is annoying.
Odd, yeah.
If you're not watching the live stream itself, currently we're seeing some like cool animations of the body, but what's more interesting is what we're doing here and just looking at the webpage. So what we're trying to see is what have they got here? So 4K, full HD shooting in FX. This is all pretty standard. What we want to know is, where are the specs?
What's going to be shooting at?
Where are the specs here? Yeah, low light focusing down to...
Made to last.
Minus 7 EV.
Well, you can get a battery pack with it.
Track up to 9 types at the same time.
All right, more... Where's just give us the info, guys?
Yeah, where are the specs?
It's not on this page. This is more info on the battery pack.
Powered by dual stream technology, the Z8 records real time action and captures it simultaneously as it happens through the blackout-free real-time live viewfinder, helping you shoot erratic moments and never skip a beat. Okay, so blackout-free burst shooting, which I think is a Z9 thing as well. Look at this.
Hey, Jay, click just to skip forward a little bit and we can maybe come back to some other stuff. Click more info up on that top right.
Okay, go straight to the specs.
And then there we go.
Okay.
Hey, Jonathan Ortega, how you going? 6,999 Australian dollars.
Yeah. Oh. All right. How's that feeling, Lars?
Two
and a half grand more. Specs, what do we got? Oh, 52.37 megapixels.
What? So it's a different...
Oh, wait. No, hang on. No. Oh, sorry. Go back. It's 45.7. Same sensor, yeah.
Okay, cool. Same sensor as the Z9.
Yeah, let's get...
As expected. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, CF Express and a UHS SD.
Yeah, so two card slots, but they've gone mixed, whereas the Z9 is two CF Express cards.
I think that's fine.
It's industry standard now. Like, that's what the R5 is. That's what people want to see.
Where are we at? 20 frames per second.
That's good. Fast. It's got a 132,000. That's a super fast shutter.
And it's got the same 120 frames a second by the look of it with their like low res high speed capture. So the same, I'm just trying to read everything here, but I think it's the same, exactly the same shutter shooting options as the Z9.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's got a shallower buffer. We'll just have to see.
Yeah, they couldn't let it have the same buffer, surely.
Yeah. It's got in-camera skin softening, which no one will ever use. I just saw that on the live stream, so that's always fun.
It's
got
native ISO at 64. That's great.
Yep, and up to 25,600.
Are you going to click that pre-order, Jim, or...?
Yeah, you want me to pre-order it now for you?
Yeah, just two, I think.
Faster, smaller, and lighter, they're saying on the live stream. More creative freedom. You will never be able to complete any photography jobs without this Z8. You must have it.
Well, I was feeling like that until I saw the price, and then I thought, maybe I probably still could use the DET50 for a little bit longer.
Yeah, 7,000 is a lot.
Yeah. But do you buy that or do you just buy a Z9? Like, you Z9s, they were going for 6. They're probably going to go up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, they'll probably take the bonuses they had off them. You know what I do like is their button illumination is better than Canon's. Mm. Canon doesn't have as many illuminated buttons on their bodies, which is actually useful.
Mm. Have you noticed that Nikon's got rid of all the buttons on the left-hand side of the screen now as well?
Yeah, just to try.
So it moves everything across. I think that's good.
Yeah.
You got to be much more better usability just for one-handed shooting.
Agree. And also if you, I think for flippy screens, you basically have no option if you're going to do that. Snap bridge, that's never really worked. Oh,
no,
probably the worst app ever. Interesting, loving it. All right, so we basically do have the mini Z9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what they said it was going to be.
And so far, I haven't uncovered where they've like limited it to make it. You know, a cheaper camera.
It's battery. And
that's Z9 versus Z8.
Yeah.
There.
So it's going to be battery and it's got to be buffer. Like, they kind of given it the same buffer.
Maybe they
did, but
that's the only possible thing.
They don't tell you
they're basically saying it's the perfect upgrade from the D850, which they did also say about the Z7, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. But the tech may not have been there. Oops.
Was it worth the hype?
$3,995.
Yeah, I think that's what people were sort of saying. It needs to be about 4,000 US. I think it's just our Aussie dollar at the moment is, yeah, I don't know. That seems pretty high in Australian dollars.
Yeah, interesting.
Like, what did the D850 launch at? Was it like 4.5?
They're saying it's 15% smaller than the D850, but that'll be a volume measurement. So how much it does that translates slimmer. To physically. Yes, maybe slightly slimmer.
Mm.
8K 60? It's pretty crazy.
All the main big YouTubers are dropping their Z8 videos now.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yeah, Jared Polin, Nigel Danson.
Frono's photo.
Hmm.
We'll have to drop ours when we get one.
Well, maybe you'll have to order one, Jim, and then we can drop ours 4 months after everybody else. Yeah. But I mean, look, it's the camera that people need. It's just it's pretty well priced. But the R5 was $7,000 retail in Australia when it came out.
Was it? But and what's it now though?
Five.
Okay.
Five on sale. You know, on discounts. But yeah, I do like the tilty screen.
That looks good.
I think it'll be popular.
I think so. It looks like a great camera.
Oh yeah, I better not stream that too much. We might get kicked off the YouTubes for copyright infringements.
No, it looks like a good camera.
So are you ordering one or not?
Well, if I'm ordering one, I'm ordering two. So I'm not sure yet.
$14,000.
Yeah, plus two adapters, plus it's not going to stop.
You could start with just one.
I don't know yet.
But like a good camera. It's definitely a competitor and arguably higher spec than its competitors, but it's also higher priced now.
Yeah.
But you know, if you compare it spec for spec with the R5 and the A7R4, like just the fact that it's a stacked sensor that shoots, you know, electronic shutter at 20 frames a second, blackout free EVF, it's ahead of the game. You know, it's closer to my R3 than the R5, but at 45 megapixel, it's pretty crazy camera.
Yeah. Or you can $530 a month for 12 months.
Plus, it's got airplane mode. So if you are having trouble focusing on a fucking airplane, you can actually just let the camera do it for you. Because they can be tricky because they're so small.
So small.
Like in this particular shot here, I think I would struggle to focus on this airplane if I didn't have some sort of airplane mode in my autofocus. I'm just kidding. I'm sure
I thought the airplane had control of the camera.
I'm sure at an air show it would be quite helpful, but it's a pretty funny photo to use for airplane mode. It's like you could do that with manual focus.
It's so big, you'll get something in focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks good.
It looks like you can put drippy drops on it and it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it was supposed to. That screen, I think, is going to be a big, big game changer for it.
Yeah. But if you were going to buy that and a battery pack, I mean, the Z9 seems like a better deal, really.
Yeah.
It's not that much more expensive and you're just charging one big battery instead of managing all that stuff. Although, you know, it's nice to be able to pack off. But
does that run a normal battery or does it run a faster battery?
Good question. Let's have a look. Whether it runs the
Z9. Doesn't, that page didn't open before when I clicked on it.
Does it run the Z9 battery or does it run Well, they used to be able to do either. Do you remember? You could either buy the big ones.
Yeah, but remember the day at 50, it bumped it up and made it faster. No.
Hey, here's a good reason to get it. reduced on a single charge than with the EN. Yeah, so ENEL15C, mm-hmm. the new one, which is the smaller one.
Yeah.
It offers 1.8 times longer battery life, which is always funny because you put two batteries in, but you don't get double the battery life.
No.
So you lose 0.2. But it also allows you to charge those two batteries inside it even when it's not attached to the camera body. So that's actually pretty useful. So you could charge
the pack.
I'm guessing by USB-C. Where does it say that? Because it also says the battery pack also supports USB power charging and delivery. So basically
you and hot swapping.
Yeah, and hot swapping. So you could use this to charge your battery, say in a hotel room or whatever, as your battery charger while traveling, and also then use it as a grip if you need a longer shoot. That's pretty useful. Yeah. I'm sure it's hideously expensive. Where is it? $649.
Yeah, it's $650. That's pretty much what the
reasonably hideous.
Yeah, it doesn't look that great on the camera.
Yeah. If anyone else is watching, are you going to be buying a Nikon Z8? Because Jim seems apprehensive.
I just don't know if I've got $14,000 to drop on it.
Jim is waiting.
I am waiting.
It's like I predicted it.
Once what? you got it.
I predicted that you would wait.
Did you?
Yeah, I knew that price was going to be hefty.
It is hefty.
It is hefty.
Camera looks good though.
Does look good. Hopefully the price drops rapidly because Nikon's desperate to sell cameras so that they stay afloat. Maybe, I don't know. I'm sure, look, yeah. They're making good stuff. It's a shame. Imagine, I know everyone had to go through their mirrorless, like Canon had to bring out the EOS R and Sony had to bring out like three generations of weird cameras to get to where they are now. And it's a shame that Nikon had to bring out the Z6. And like, if they had brought out the even stacked sensors, weren't going to be a thing. But like, just the ergonomics and stuff of this camera does look a lot better and a lot closer to what a D850 is.
Yeah.
And that's what people were looking for to switch over. Interesting.
Yeah, but they probably had to do it to keep some people happy too. That wanted a mirrorless and wanted those things, but they weren't quite, I guess, where they're at now.
Yeah. Man, the people in the chat are just frothing over on the launch. They're like, I've got the Z9, but now I need a Z8. The Z8 plus the 51.2 will be magical. It almost focuses in complete darkness based on the product video they just watched.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like,
of course it nailed it.
Here's some reality: $7,000 in Australia. It looks nice, but that's a lot of money. You are correct, CAC man. Anyway, live chats.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good camera, I'm sure.
Yeah, a few people saying they think the SD card slot was a mistake, and it's like, look, it kind of is. I would use all CF Express Type Bs, you know, happily in the R5. But it is also handy to throw an SD card in there if you need to. But it certainly does slow the buffer clearing down, like by a lot. But you also don't need it.
Yes,
it's too expensive. I agree. Yeah.
I agree.
A little too expensive. I mean, they can probably command it from the market of Nikon photographers that are sort of desperately waiting for this camera. But if it had come in at like five something, even like 5,899 or something like that, just a little bit dearer than what an R5 is and what an A7 R5. There's a lot of R5s at the moment. Yeah, it would have been a little bit more exciting, I think, for Nikon shooters. Does it, Jim, is it priced?
No mechanical shutter.
No, the Z9 doesn't either.
Yeah, right.
Which I don't think you need really anymore. I don't know. If they've got their... I shoot the R3 in electronic all the time and I haven't run into any problems with it. So if it's a stacked fast sensor, and then the cool thing is when you go to sell the camera, your shutter count, that none of those count towards your shutter count because it's not a shutter count. You're not
no shutter moving. Yeah.
There's no shutter moving. So it's like, so you don't, you're not sort of devaluing the camera with, by putting sort of K's on it, so to speak. Does that price tempt you to look at other brands, Tim, instead of sticking with Nikon?
Nah, not.
Do I need to make an I am switching graphic? Because I can whip one up pretty quick.
I'm still, that's still a tempting camera. I just, maybe I'm not tempted to move just yet because I'm just not ready.
I am waiting. Okay, but it's waiting. Not, but you're not looking at it going, I will probably change to Canon or Sony because
I think it'll be good. I think it's exciting. It is exciting for me.
You are excited.
Yeah, but I just don't know that right now that it's worthwhile.
Okay.
Because it's probably going to be a 20 grand changeover.
Nah.
What, 14 plus then like 6 on lenses?
Yeah, you gotta, if you're buying lenses, you're selling lenses.
Yeah, man.
It's like you're imagining your year's worth of $0.
What's all this worth?
There's a lot of boxes in the background.
There's more boxes in the cupboard.
If anyone's around your area, they'll be looking to steal some empty boxes. They could get away with a lot of empty boxes.
They could. If anyone needs some camera boxes, I'm selling them very cheap.
Yeah.
I got some. Whatever you need. I've got it.
Whatever you need. They just don't come with lenses in them.
Oh, no, they're empty. Yeah.
But you could either just keep shooting with your lenses and swap over your camera bodies, but you would still probably be looking at maybe, what, a $10,000 changeover, maybe. To just say if you just swapped your camera bodies over.
Yeah. Oh, but then I've also got a D780, which I can try to sell.
Yeah, exactly. There's your webcam. So
yeah, it's actually working really well, though.
And this is the important thing to remember is...
How's your iPhone going, Grant?
Doesn't turn off for me, so
when are you upgrading?
When are you upgrading? Grant?
The important thing to remember, electronic shutter, so you don't have to worry, because how many shutter actuations do you put on your cameras a year, roughly, do you think?
I don't know, but I think one of my D50s has got about 400,000.
Yeah. Like you per year you would be putting on probably 100,000 a camera easily.
Not 100, maybe 80
per camera.
Yeah maybe more.
Could be more.
It would be at least 100, because last year I would have easily done 100 per camera.
Yeah, so that is, you know, that is a factor,
because
that, you know what it's like trying to sell a camera that's got even over 100,000, people start to get a bit funny, even though they're rated to, like, I think the DF50 is rated to what, 250, 350?
250.
And you've got, you can blast hundreds of thousands on them. And worst case, you're up for $800 for a shutter. So it's like, it's not.
Yeah, I don't even know if that much. It's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah. Anyway. So electronic shutter, I think would be a big advantage for you. You could also shoot silent weddings if you wanted to.
Yeah. I've had some jobs lately where I've actually been clicking back over to the quiet shutter mode.
Oh yeah, on the DF50.
Yeah, and it's still pretty loud.
Yeah,
but it is quieter.
It wasn't that quiet, but it is quieter.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So you're official. You're waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
But actually,
you have got my brain ticking out with the changeover, because I do have stuff I can sell.
And we need to do a head-to-head shootout with the R5 versus the A7R5 versus the Nikon Z8. And you know what scares me? I actually think the Nikon would probably win in almost every category.
Yeah.
Because of that stacked sensor.
Hmm.
Maybe not image
quality. Maybe. Will you change back?
No. That's a solid no. Nikon have lost me for probably forever, I would say.
With the lenses?
I was a big fan. With the lenses, with the love, I didn't feel the love, really. Felt the love from Canon. They were nice.
Mm-hmm.
I had some good experiences with Nikon MPS, had some average experiences too. Had a few of those times where they were like, there's nothing wrong with it based on our testing. And then we were like, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
And then we'd send it back and send it back and send it back. And then eventually they were like, oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know. I told you. So just all of that stuff. But it's mainly the lenses, really,
yeah.
I think. And yeah, I don't know. It's an expensive camera too.
It is.
But in specs, this camera now kind of competes with the Sony A1. 50 megapixel, stacked sensor, good video capabilities. You know how much the Sony A1 is, their flagship?
No.
Because it's not a gripped body. It's a it's a Sony size body. Yeah. It's 8.5.
Yeah, okay.
So if you were a Sony shooter who wanted an A1, you would see this come out, all specs and everything, you stack sensor and be like, damn it.
Yeah.
Like where's our $6,000 stacked camera? I think, I don't know. It's an interesting one.
It sounds like we're going to have lots to talk about on tomorrow's show.
No, we're not allowed to talk about it on tomorrow's show.
Yes, we are.
No.
Only if you buy one.
That's what this show is for. Yeah, only if you buy one. Tomorrow's show is all about Grant trying to avoid buying a new camera. Me to try and stop trying to buy a new camera. And you picking the winner of the first ever photo bingo.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you got to send your photos through.
I'm excited.
How many photos we sending through?
Only the five from your line. If you got two lines, you can send them all through.
Yeah, all right. I'll have to go through. My photos aren't that great.
So Jim's going to choose. See how it's going to work. We'll each have five photos, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I can explain to you tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah,
as well.
Explain to tomorrow.
We each have five photos from the bingo game that we played, 1 hour of shooting around Bendigo. Those five photos had to be from a certain theme to get a row in bingo. So they're not great. We worked with what we got in an hour. And you're going to pick your three most favorite photos in order. First, second, third, out of those 10. And one of us should have more than the other in that first, second, and third.
Yeah.
And then you'll also pick the worst photo out of the 10.
Mine.
Yeah. And if the winner also has the worst photo, it's a draw. It's cancelled. It's like game's over.
Yeah.
You can't be the best photographer and the worst photographer.
I was too busy trying to figure out the R5.
Ah,
don't make excuses now.
Yeah,
you said it was great.
It was, but my photos weren't great.
Now the excuses come out. Neither were mine. I almost didn't get a line, and that was my own rule. I was like, if you don't get a full line, that you just lose. No, it cut down to like the last 5 minutes, and I'm like, shit. Anyway, made something work. All right. Well,
all right.
Catch you guys. Catch tomorrow. You guys tomorrow.
5:30. Thanks for jumping in, everyone. I said g'day.
See you. Let us know if you end up buying a Z8. We'll have you on the show so you can tell us all about it, please. Tell us if you pre-ordered. We'd like to hear from you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Catch us.
See you.